Blog Talk Radio.
To Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is another edition of Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. What you just heard, of course, is a lovely rendition of Evelyn Champagne King's Love Come Down, of course. By today's feature artist, we're going to have her call in probably about another 10, 15 minutes, going to hang out with her. The lovely Miss Terry Remsen is going to bless the phone line, so make sure you guys tune in for that. Again, tell a friend if they're on Facebook. Go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. Also, I want to remind you, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com, or you can go to wardellpottsjr.com if you want to donate to the show, you want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise and things like that. I want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. So, yes, we're going to talk about all things Terry Remsen tonight. So, of course, like I said, started off the show with a little Love Come Down. So guys, let's go ahead and start off some music with one of my favorite songs from 1987. Starting off with Mr. Miles J. Name of the song is called Let's Start Love Over. And, you know, he was going to be like the next Teddy Pendergrass, but he is the only Miles J. So, guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Yeah.
I had to hook that up. 1979 classic from the lovely, the Jones Girls. You're going to make me love somebody. Of course, shout out to Miss Shirley Jones. Of course, she's a friend of the show. Had her on the show a couple of years back. Again, rest in peace to Miss Brenda and Miss Valerie of the Jones Girls. Of course, you're going to make me love somebody else from 1979. Before that, I had to hook up Fool's Paradise, Miss Melissa Morgan. You got to say Miss Melissa. Say that five times fast. Miss Melissa Morgan, Fool's Paradise. And, of course, started off the block, Miles J, Let's Start Love Over. And I played a little Philly Soul because, you know, the featured artist I have on tonight, you know, comes from that area. So it's only fair. And she's bi-coastal, too. So we're gonna talk about all that. Of course, let's welcome to the show, Throwback Thursday Night Style, the lovely Miss Terry Remsen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I got to say, we started off the show with Love Come Down. And of course, that your version of Love Come Down, of course, the lovely Michelle Evelyn Champagne King from 1982. Of course, we started off the show just to kind of get the people a little tease of what you know, your music and your talent and just you. I call it you Terry-rized the version of which was a good thing, real good.
Yes.
Can that be a word?
I like the way you said it because I always say, you know, I had to put a little Terry on it. So that was good. I like that.
Terry-rized. Okay. You better patent that.
Uh-huh.
First of all, before we get into just the nitty-gritty of where you're from and the upbringing, Love Come Down, what made you want to talk about the making of that song? What made you want to do your version of it? Of course, I'm pretty much self-explanatory. You love the song, but in your words, talk a little bit about it.
Okay, well, really, it was the idea came from my publicist at the time, because at the time, mm-hmm. that was in the year, I believe, was 2017, I believe, and it was so much going on then. Not that it's not going on now, but back then, it was the black-on-black crime. It was the LGBT community. We were also kind of upset about, you know, the president. So it was just so much mm-hmm. going on. And he was like, you know what? You need to get something where everybody can remember it and you can get them together where they can just dance and have a good time. And so he said, what about Love Come Down? And I was like, oh, you know what? That would be good. And so that's how we came up with Love Come Down, because everybody remembers it. And at that time, it was they used to do the dance competition or things about it. It was on the internet where everybody was kind of doing little competitions to that particular song. So it worked out perfect. So that's why we selected it, because we just wanted something that everybody could remember and come together and just dance and have a good time.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think Miss Evelyn Champagne King is from Philly. I think in Bronx or Philly, but I think she's
yes.
from Philadelphia. Okay.
I believe you might be correct. I believe you might be correct, because I did hear something about that. I know somebody that she was working with was right there in Philly. So, yeah, you might be correct on that.
Well, I know there's some stomping ground somewhere in Philly. I think she was born
yes.
in the Bronx, but I know she did her thing in Philly, you know, like the Phyllis Hymans and all of that. But anyway, playing the Jones Girl, of course, you are from Philadelphia, but here's the thing. You were born in Oakland, so that kind of a bi-coastal thing. Now, talking about growing up and things, talk about growing up in Philadelphia or having your roots in Oakland, just your influences and all of that.
Okay, so I moved from Oakland when I was age 10. So basically,
mm-hmm.
my influences was basically gospel. And the
okay.
only person that I remember that the first person that my mother and them introduced me to as far as R&B and secular music was Natalie Cole. I was introduced
okay.
to her music, and that's when I grew to love R&B music, was by hearing Natalie Cole. And then, so be it, my mother was good friends with Natalie Cole. So that's where I really started liking R&B music, when I first heard Natalie Cole's music. So that's why. And so usually if people ask me, well, what influenced you, it probably would be gospel more so. But then I have to throw in Natalie Cole, because that's when I started liking R&B music.
Well, yeah, it's only fair because you also, you know, we talk a little bit about that, and you've done background for a few gospel artists, if I'm not mistaken. Well, since we're talking about it now, can you talk a little bit about some of the background vocals that you've done and who you've done them for?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Of course, the late Daryl Coley, I did it for him, and also the Clark sisters used to do backgrounds for Karen Clark Shear and Kiara Shear.
Yeah, okay. Newer generation, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
As far as, you know, a lot of people may say, well, what's the difference between working background and gospel and secular? I know it's probably cliche to ask, but in your way, in a Terry Rise way, you did that word again. What is the difference as far as being a background singer for gospel or singing gospel versus secular in the transition? And was that transition hard?
Yeah, you know what? It was hard, but then it wasn't. So I guess I'll try to answer it then. So I had already made up a conscious decision of what I wanted to do. I prayed about it. I talked to the Lord about it. He gave me a clearance. So I was at a point in my life where I was like, I don't care about what the church people have to say about it. I'm going to do what makes me happy. I prayed about it. God has given me a clearance. This is what I want to do. And so that's how I made the transition. Yes, it was hard. I was talked about. You know, I was blogged on. I had people stop talking to me. Some churches closed their doors on me that don't want me to come back and sing at their churches anymore. But then some churches still allow me to come sing. So it was a rough position for me because I was raised in the church. My mother is a national figurehead for the church. So a lot of people know my mother. And so, of course, they was going to her saying, you know, your daughter's now doing secular, whatever, whatever. And, you know, I was older when I made the decision. I was in my early 50s. So, you know, my mother, all she said was, you know, she's grown, and only thing I could tell you all to do is pray for her. So, you know, now my mother is starting to see now that there really isn't a difference. It's all about love. God is love. And all my music is nothing but about love. It's about falling in love, falling out of love, how to keep it together when you're in love, the things, the transition that you go through when you're in love. So all I do is talk about love. And it's kind of, to me, oxymoronic because even though the church talks about me, they're the main ones who support the secular music. Because if we go to a lot of these concerts, it is the church people that are there supporting these secular concerts. And a lot of the background singers are church babies. A lot of the musicians are church babies. So, you know, I really believe sometimes when you don't know any better, you talk about that you don't understand. But as time has gone on, a lot of people are understanding why I did what I did, and they're starting to accept it. But, you know, it really didn't matter because I did what made Terry happy. And I'm really in a great place now. I enjoy doing R&B. Yes, I still do gospel, but right now I believe it is time. This is a time where I have been chosen to do secular music, and I'm loving every bit of it.
And that's the way, you know, that's all that matters. And I wanted to add something because you said something very important because, you know, when you talk about the hypocrisy of a lot of the churchgoers, you know, they'll be the first ones in the front row at a, you know, a secular concert. I won't say who, but it's just amazing to me, you know, how there is that element, the element of people who still frown on folks. Because I always believe, you know, as cliche as this sounds, God gives you that talent to spread it around and give it to the people. You know, and you know, when people kind of frown on, people are still frowning on that, or at least some people. And, you know, unfortunately, and this is another topic down the road, I'm just going to say this. This is why a lot of people aren't really, you know, want to go back to church. A lot of people
there
are kind
go.
Of pulling the wool from
go.
That. You know, I believe that there still has to be kind of that spiritual foundation. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, feel to point fingers and be judgmental. And I think what you're
Absolutely.
Doing is wonderful. And again, I'm sure you heard it many times over. Keep doing what you're doing. And that's
Thank
just
you. Thank you.
Getting a chance
Thank
to talk
you.
To you again. We're we're yes, this is an interview, but it's a free for all. It's like we have a conversation. That's one of the things I do here, you know, at Throwback Thursday night.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for hanging out and sharing that. I wanted to kind of go back and kind of segue into the Philly part of your upbringing. You know, something you told me off air, as far as people know where you're from, if they're, you know, how can people signify that you're from Philadelphia? What's the 6 degrees of, or 5 degrees of separation, or 4, whatever. When people think about you and they want to think about Philadelphia, just say something that can remind them.
Okay. So I moved from Oakland, California at age 10, and then I went to high school at Overbrook High. So I spent a couple of years going, yeah, so everybody that's familiar with Overbrook High, you think of Will Smith. So I spent a couple of years in school with Will Smith, and I believe we went to school together for 3 years. I know Will Smith. He knows who I am, and a great guy. I know, you know, the tabloids are making things seem, kind of bad on his end. Yeah. But, you know, the Will that I know, people do change. But the Will that I remember and the Will that I know was fun, loving. Everybody loved him. He would put on different events at the school. And, you know, Overbrook High School had different programs. So I was a music major. He was a scholar. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we all worked together and did different things together. And whenever we had pageants or different events there, he would be the person there to make sure that everything was put in place for as far as the entertainment and the music. So, you know, Will Smith was a great guy. And I'm just going to believe that he still is that great guy. He just has things happen to him like everybody else. We all have obstacles that we have to face. We all have traumas that we have to deal with. And I just believe that's just something he's just going through right now. But I believe that he's going to be fine.
Hey, well said. And again, you know, despite what all of the tabloids may say and what's going on right now with it, you know, I always remember Will as, you know, Fresh Prince. And I grew up watching, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and his Independence Day and all the movies and some of the blogs that he's been doing and things like that, these certain instances doesn't take that away. So, but it's great that you shared that. Staying with Philly, did you get a chance to absorb? I know you grew up in the church and things like that, and you know Natalie Cole was an inspiration. But did you absorb Philly soul at the time? Did you get a chance to absorb that and what was coming out of the city?
Yes. Yes, I did. If you notice, I guess a lot of them have left Philly. Yeah, they're like, where's everybody at? You know, when you go back home and you go to visit, a lot of them are no longer living there. I think the only one that may be there is Patty. I think she was somewhere on the outskirts of Philadelphia. She was on the outskirts. But basically, everybody is gone. But I did get a chance to enjoy, you know, those that were coming up out of Philly, such as Jill Scott, music. Let's see, who else? What are the guys' names? I can't even think of their names right now. But anyway, yeah, I did get a chance to enjoy a few of them while I was there.
Okay, no problem. Guys, you're listening to Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse Jr. Of course, we have tonight's guest, the lovely Miss Terry Remsen. I wanted to play a song. I want to play a song from your repertoire. I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. But I want to talk about Undeniable. Talk a little bit about the making of that song. Talk about, you know, as if I was a fly on the wall, what any instances while recording that song that kind of just stick out. It's a great song, too.
You know
what?
Thank you. Now, I didn't write that song. That song was written and produced by a young man by the name of Justin T. Young. And Justin T. Young, he's a producer, and, of course, he's a saxophonist, and he's one of our top jazz artists here in Vegas, and he's known globally. He has several residencies here, which is a wonderful thing if you stay in Vegas. And so he wrote that song, and basically it's about you just being undeniable. Nobody can resist you. And you know how you're just irresistible. When I see you and I look into your eyes, you're just undeniable. So it's basically exactly what it's titled, Undeniable.
Wow. Yeah, in Vegas, and speaking of Philly, I think a few artists from Philly live out there in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken, at least out in the West Coast in L.A. So yeah, I know he's like, when I go back to Philly, I go to Philly, you know, catch an Eagles game. I try to every year. I'm a little broke this year. I don't think I'll go. But but I go back and I'll walk down, you know, Broad Street with Philly International and, you know, things like that. And sometimes I say to myself, like, where are the artists? And of course, a lot of them, you know, a few of them are no longer with us here physically.
Yeah.
And things like that, you know. But like you said, the Music Soul Childs and the Jill Scotts, of course, are not in Philly, so. But no, guys, again,
yeah.
You're listening to Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., of course, Terry Remsen is hanging out with us. I'm going to go ahead and play this song, of course, featuring Justin Young. The name of the song is called Undeniable. Take a listen, guys. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. I love that. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Miss Terry Remsen, of course, featured song, Undeniable, featuring Justin Young. Beautiful song. And something about a Grammy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, yay! Grammy consideration, yes. We've been selected for Grammy consideration, so we just have to wait and see what the end's going to be. And if we're nominated, that'll be even great. And if we win, that'll be even wonderful. So we're excited about that. Just to be considered is still nice. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. We were playing like a little trivia game off air. We were just thinking about all of the artists from Philadelphia. And, you know, it was something that you said earlier in the show about a lot of them, you know, of course, no longer with us, and a lot of them that are still here, they don't live in Philadelphia anymore. And I'm just like, man, who else is there? You know, we were just having brain freezes, but I love the fact that, you know, we're having those moments on the air and off the air. I tell people all the time, we can do this on the air, off the air, but we're having fun. I am having fun with Miss Terry Remsen. I'm just keeping it real, guys. I want her to patent the word Terry-rise and then just give, just, yeah, you know, just say my name. Say my name every now and then. But back to you. Terry, back to you about some of your upcoming projects. There's a thing called All Motown. Can you talk a little bit about that and any upcoming events on that?
Yes. So I am the host for All Motown, which is a 7-day-a-week show. So we work 7 days a week. I work six. Mm-hmm. I get one day off. I am the host. What I do is I take you through the different eras of the show. So I sing in the show maybe about 6 or 7 times. And it's an all-female cast.
Wow.
So some people, when they come, they're looking for males. It's all female. And they do all the choreograph and everything that you would see the Temptations do and so on and so forth. And they do all the steps, the movements, and it's really an amazing show. It's family friendly, so you can bring your children. You're dancing, you're laughing. Some people are crying because you're singing songs that they remember from the past. You know, we take you as far back as doo-wop. So we do segments for doo-wop. So it's an amazing show. If you all are ever in Vegas, please come see it. It's called All Motown. It's it's year round. We're hardly ever closed. And you'll enjoy the show, All Motown.
You know what, me personally, again, I mentioned that to my cousin. For all the listeners out there, of course, you know my cousin Demetri. We call in every now and then and hang out with me. He lives in Vegas. He's, along with myself, we're both in real estate. And he's out there. He's trying to get me to come out there. So that's another thing I'm going to just check a notch, put a check mark under when I'm back in Vegas and check out the show. And I wanted to ask you, is there any particular song or particular moment in All Motown that's a favorite of yours? I'm sure it's probably all on certain days, but which one just kind of sticks out in your, and pops in your head right now?
Well, the one that I seem to get a lot of people that love when I do it is At Last by Etta James.
Oh.
They love when I do that. I always get, like, the audience just goes in every time I do it. So I think that's my favorite song.
Okay. I'm freaking out. Well, I'm not freaking out. I'm tripping out because it's a different perspective. You know, when you think about Motown, you think about men and this and this, and these are women, you know, doing the Temptations and things like that. Is there something that stick out when the women, let's say, perform, the way you do the things you do, or My Girl, I'm guessing, I'm assuming they say My Guy, or whatever. What are those moments? Go ahead.
Now the one when they do the Four Tops and the Temptations, they have this routine that they do, and the crowd just goes in on that. So I always look forward to them doing that part of the show, because the second half of the show is crazy. And that's when I do the Etta James, and that's when they do the Four Tops and the Temptations. And it's crazy. You just got to come see it. When you come here, you got to make sure you hit me up, because you got to come see the show.
Oh, that's a given. And that's a given. Guys, again, you're listening to Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., Terry Remsen is today's featured artist. Before we get out of here, I don't want to hold you up too long. I know it's your day off, and, you know, I like to talk people's heads off. But I'm glad you're having fun and hanging out with us,
yeah,
and whatnot. If anybody wants to reach out to you, social media or anything like that, in contact, or your a business website, where can they go?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook under Terry Remsen, and that's T-E-R-R-I-E. Remsen is R-I-M-S-O-N as in Nancy. They can also find me on Instagram under Sing Terry Sing, Twitter Sing Terry Sing, or you can just go to my website, terryremsenmusic.org.
All right. Well, I won't hold you up too long again. I want to give you back for one more segment. I want to play another song featuring you on it called Say You Love Me.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a DJ Rogers classic, right?
Yes, the late DJ Rogers. Yes, sir.
Okay, talk a little bit about, you know, just wanting to, you know, what was the engine running in your head? Say, oh, you know what, I want to do this DJ Rogers song. There's something about this. Go ahead.
You know what, I didn't even know I was going to be doing what I'm doing now. But in high school, you know, I was into singing and acting. We had some type of event at the school. I think it was a Black Arts Festival. And that was a song that I wanted to do, not realizing that he wrote it, because I was doing Jennifer Holliday's version, not realizing that he was the one who had wrote it. And I've loved the song since then. So then when I decided to do what I'm doing, I was like, I got to record that song. And I had already met DJ Rogers and, you know, found out that that was his song and met him in person. And, you know, he preached at our church. So I kind of, you know, built a relationship with him when we were in California living there for a short while. And so, yeah, I had to do that song because I love that song, Say You Love Me.
Oh, man. You know, and of course, he's an ancestor now. Rest in peace, Mr. DJ Rogers. Got a chance to talk to him. And was getting ready to have him on my old radio show. We just couldn't make it happen. But the cool thing about that, you talked about the Clark Sisters. He did a song with the Clark, a few songs, but one of my favorite songs he did with them, Name It, Claim It. If you remember that, the secular and the gospel. I mean, these two things aren't interchangeable or whatnot. So it's just, we love DJ Rogers for the gospel, and we love DJ Rogers for the music that he's done as far as an R&B standpoint. So yes, but anyway, guys. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, you can check us out. If you want to support the show, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com, get some cool merchandise. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play Say You Love Me, Miss Terry Remsen's version. Of course, it's a beautiful song, so check it out. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Say you love me. Say I'm the one your eyes see. Tell me you need me, you need me. Deep down inside, like I need you. You see, I need cold. Together we can never grow up. a little tough. There'll be too many times, my love. The road's gonna get a little rougher.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, what you heard, that is the lovely Miss Terry Remsen, her version, her Terry Rise version, which is amazing. But the late, great DJ Rogers, of course, Jennifer Holliday, if I'm not mistaken, recorded that version also. God, it's been so fun hanging out with you. Had a great conversation. Before we go, and I wanted to add this because not only are you getting love here, you're getting love in the UK also. Something about the UK that embraces R&B music. Do you have any upcoming dates in the UK anytime soon or something that you plan on in the near future?
I'm praying on it. I am believing, God, that I am going to go over to the UK. Thank you. Thank you. I believe it's going to come because, like you said, they are showing me so much love. I've hit the charts a few times, and it's just been a great experience working with them over in the UK. But I'm believing, God, that 2024, Terry going to be over in the UK.
Looking forward to it. And guess who shows up, Terry? The man himself, Mr. Wardell Posh Jr. is hanging out. What's up, man? You're a little late to the party, but what's going on? Wardell, see if he's still on.
Yes, I'm here. Hey, I wanted to be late to the party. Hey, what's going on, Terry? How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. Had such a wonderful time today talking to Don. It's been amazing. Awesome.
Man, God is good. He's so good. And I purposely did this. I wanted to just let y'all have y'all time together. So I'm glad that y'all had a good I'm glad y'all had a great conversation, and I will listen to it later. I was in the studio mixing, so here we are. Guys, look at you guys. So anyway, you had a great conversation. It all worked out great. Did you play all four songs, Don?
I did.
Wow.
And he's going to check up on me he's checking up on me like that. Come on, now. Come on, what's my name? What's my name?
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, anyway, it's been really, really nice. Thank you so much for coming on and, you know, sharing your celebrity with us. We appreciate you very, very much, and we will support you and keep on doing what we're doing here. Just to, you know, try to be a blessing to you and your career. Keep it up, girl.
Thank you. Thank you for having
You're
me.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
No problem. Everybody, for all the listeners out there, one more time, if they want to reach out to you social media, where can they go?
They can go to Facebook under Terry Remsen. They can go under Instagram under Sing Terry Sing, Twitter Sing Terry Sing, or just go to my website, and that is terryremsenmusic.org.
All right. Well, any final words? And again, we'll promise. I promise. I'll let you go.
Any final words? No.
Anything you want to say to the listeners out there listening to you?
Oh, listeners out there, whatever dreams and goals that you have, stick with it. Don't be sidetracked. Don't worry about what people have to say about it. If God told you to do it, do it, because he's got your back. If he ordered it, he will pay for it.
And as far as the UK tour in 24, maybe 25, you know, name
yes.
it, claim it. And we'll yes, do, I'm going to pray. Wardell's going to pray, and we're going to definitely support you along the way. So, again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to hang out with us. We got to do it again. Got to do it again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk a little later, probably Messenger, whatever. But yeah, you Wardell, he's just jumped back on now. What you got, Wardell?
All right, Terry. Yeah. No, I was listening. I was listening. I was just programming because I'm going to do a block or two, and so I want to make sure that I have everything set up for you. But
and
anyway,
really,
thank you, Terry.
See, Terry, here's the thing: when he does block for me, he knows I go downstairs and get something to eat. So that's what he does. He does
that.
Yeah.
No, thank
See, I know you didn't need to call that.
It's all
Terry,
good.
Again, thank you so much, Terry.
Thank
and again, let's do
thank
this
you.
Again sometime.
Okay, talk soon. Bye bye.
Bye now.
See you. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for setting that up, man. She's just an amazing artist. Played all her music. I mean, we played Love Come Down, played Undeniable. The song she did with the saxophone is Justin Young. It's a great song. And, of course, her version of Say You Love Me by the late, great DJ Rogers. Amazing. And she went to school with Will Smith at Overbrook High. How cool is that?
Wow. That is so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. A Philly girl, of course, you know, born in Oakland. I think she said, you know, she moved to Philly when she was 10 years old. But, I mean, of course, to me, being from both areas and absorbing the music from those areas, man, of course, it was only destiny, you know, or pretty much divine intervention, you know, for her to just really know her stuff and do her thing and be as talented as she is and spread her music out to the masses. Just an amazing, amazing young lady. And she has my full support.
Amen. There you go, my brother.
Well, hey, man, we're going into the second hour. We got an hour left of the show. You're doing your – are you done program? Are you ready for me? Are you ready to take over for a few rounds?
Yeah, I'll do it just like this. I'm going to just do it like this. So, yeah, let's do it. I am ready for showtime. Y'all ready for me? Because I'm going to take y'all back. Y'all know I like to
come back. He's going to take it way back, but I love it. I love it. Like I said, he's a generation before me, but it was like if I was in his generation, I'd love to say we have pretty much the same taste. Every now and then I kind of tease him, and he teases me too, so don't trip. But I use him to tease him. But yeah, man, the floor is yours. Do your thing. I will be right back. Actually, I'm going to give me something to drink. But guys, keep it locked right here. Wardell is going to do, it's going to guide you through this second hour. Like that.
All right, guys. Here we go. Let's do it here on Solar Records Radio. Wardell Potts, Junior Don Fleming. You got it.
because you're on the phone. Or don't you feel like a crime? Don't you feel like a crime? Well, here I am, honey. Come on, you're crying to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of perfume, don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Walk with me. Oh, oh yeah. When you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like a cry?
Well, there you go. My goodness gracious. That's just old school, doing it the way that we love to have it done here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. That is just, you know, me trying to do me. I don't know. I just try to make it so that it works out well. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to play some more because Don's not here. So I'm running down the street. Yeah, don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Soul Eye Records Radio will be featuring, and we will celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records out of the city of Los Angeles, California. So tune in and hang out with us, and we're going to have a good time at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all right? All right, guys, here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. Let's get it in before Don gets back. Let's go, let's go, let's go. All right, guys. I'm just playing, but I do want to go. I really want to go. Hey. Yes, yes.
Mary wants to be a superwoman. to say goodbye. Because I can't spend all my own without a cry. But very well, I believe I know you very well. Wish that you knew me too very well. And I think I can deal with everything going through your head. Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I not be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love that don't let me down.
I can't hear myself, but it's all good. I just hope you guys can hear me, and I hope it's all good here. Anyway,
I'm here. I'm here. Great block, man.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Oh, no wonder I can't hear myself. I'm on the wrong mic. Oh, man. So you guys are good, man. Did you have a nice break, my friend?
No, I was grooving, man. I appreciate that. I went and got some orange juice, so I'm nourished now. I got my vitamin C, so I appreciate you doing this for me.
Oh yeah, hey man, good. I'm glad that I was able to do that for you, and thank you for just having a wonderful interview. I'm going to listen to it. I know it was wonderful. When I called in and I heard y'all talking, I could hear that she was really blessed. So, job well done, my little brother.
Job hey, well man, done. No problem. Yeah, hey, man, we got about 28 minutes left of the show again. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Thank you, Wardell, for those great blocks, man. Even you took it back to My Girl and you took it all the way back to Stevie Wonder. I love that, man. I love it. And Superwoman, one of my, I mean, I'm here, I am saying it again. One of my favorites from Stevie. No, that is an amazing, that album,
yeah.
Stevie Wonder, just an amazing album that you know, with Superwoman, and if I'm not mistaken, was it Music of My Mind? What album was that on? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know, but hold on. I tell you, it was amazing.
Great, especially his 70s. I mean, basically his 70s, you know, discography. Music of My Mind, yes, exactly.
What an amazing album.
Of course, Inner Visions is like an all-time favorite. Songs in the Key of Life, that's just in the stratosphere, you know. A lot of his 70s work was just so masterful. I mean, not taken away from his 80s stuff. I mean, you know, he was really coming into his own. You know, he had Wonder Love, and of course, this was, 9 or 10 years, maybe after Fingertips. You know, as little Stevie Wonder, that 13-year-old that you know, wow. Let me hear you say yeah. You know,
so this
amazing Music of My Mind is just one of those hidden gems. Well, I ain't gonna say hidden gem because make it seem like it's underground, but it's a gem. It is a gem of an album, and I don't think it got the accolades that the Songs in the Key of Life album did. You know, but it's a great album nonetheless. Talking Book was an amazing album. I mean, these are mutant songs, albums before I was even born that I grasped and loved. So, shout out to you for you know, bringing that out for the masses to hear, man. I appreciate that.
You got it, man. You got it, my brother. Well, you got about 25 minutes left in the show.
We gotta keep the music going. You know what? I'm gonna keep it mellow because this is another favorite song from the 70s. Let's take it back. 1973. Music from the lovely Miss Roberta Flack and the late great Donny Hathaway. This is called Be Real Black for Me. Guys, keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night at Solar Records Radio.
there's a saying, pray.
Flowers.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, music from the late, great Weldon Irvine, the underground classic from 1979. The name of that song is called Morning Sunrise. Before that, from 1999, actually off the from the music, from the album, from the soundtrack, Life, you know, with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, that was Kelly Price, It's Gonna Rain. And, of course, started off the block. I said 1973. I think 1971, music from Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, Be Real Black for Me. We got about another, let's see, another 13 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. And, man, we're about to go ahead and close it out, man. I want to thank a lovely guest tonight, Miss Terry Remsen. Of course, she's a Oakland-born, Philly-raised Terry Remsen out there in Vegas doing her thing. If you guys are in Vegas, make sure you check out the All Motown shows that she does. I think 6 days a week. And when you're in the Las Vegas area, what an amazing artist! One of the music. Say You Love Me, Love Come Down, Undeniable, just some great music from that young lady. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And thank you guys. And if you're listening out there right now, thank you so much for blessing the phone lines and hanging out with us.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was beautiful, man. Well said and great energy. And thank you so much for doing what you did. For Terry, and Terry, God bless you. Thank you for calling in and blessing us. We appreciate you very much.
Man, I had fun. Tune in tomorrow. What we got for the people tomorrow, man?
So tomorrow, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, it's just on and on because, you know, we named our station after Solar Records Radio, so we have to really make sure we put it down when we put it down. So tomorrow, tune in. Hang out with us. You never know who may call in.
Yeah, yeah, you never know. 3 to 5 p.m., make sure you check it out. I hope you guys enjoyed the double play of Throwback Thursday. Of course, Wardell's Afternoon Drive, I call it, you know, 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, he had a great show. Let me do a couple of blocks. You know, I hijacked a few blocks from him, but I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that. And, of course, tonight, 8 p.m., 10 p.m., I want to remind everybody, every Thursday, of course, Throwback Thursday night with yours truly and Wardell Potts Jr. Again, thanking our special guest tonight, Terry Remsen, for blessing the phone lines. We do it every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., so make sure you tune in. Again, reminding you tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., celebrating the legacy of Solar. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Again, like Wardell said, I'm sounding like a parrot, but make sure you get a chance to call and, oh, well, hang out, and you never know who's going to call in. I'll say that. So anyway, 11 minutes left. I guess that'll kind of do it for us. We're going to go ahead and close it out. I don't know if you had a couple of songs that you wanted to play to close us out, or you just want me to do it. It's up to you.
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, you ready?
I'm always ready. Yeah.
Well, hey, take us home, of course, guys. For Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe Thursday night. We'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Until then, hey, again, have a good one, guys. We are out. See you later, Wardell.
Later.
Tell me, are you here alone?
You made me.